According to a Fox News poll, there has been a 3-point shift in the Biden-Trump rematch since May. Trump was ahead by 1 point last month, while Biden is up 2 points today, which means Biden is the front runner in this hypothetical matchup here in this poll. Let's get the reaction of Jason Roll, principal of Roe Strategic. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning and happy summer.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Certainly
same
feels like summer out there. What do you make of this shift, this 3-point shift?
You know, it's not insignificant, but it's one poll, and it is within the margin of error. But I think, you know, since the conviction in Manhattan, this is about the time that we should start to see if there is an impact. And I do think you can look within the poll and see what could be interpreted as an impact, and specifically amongst independent voters, where Trump had a lead previously of 2 points, you know, which is also within the margin of error. Biden shifted to a 9-point lead amongst independents, and I think that's probably the most telling change within the demographic shifts in the poll.
Also, Jason, Biden is his campaign has launched these TV commercials now. They have a substantial TV ad campaign that emphasizes the former president's legal troubles. How big is that going to play, or how big does that play in these polls?
Well, I think it's a factor because it underscores, you know, what, you know, could be, should be a significant liability for President Trump. And when you juxtapose that against the fact that the Trump campaign is not running ads, you know, if you have
right.
100% flow of information from one side as compared to the other, it should move the numbers a little bit. And I think you can see that it probably is. I will say, too, that, you know, this still remains a national poll. And in the 7 or 8 battleground states, polling there still continues to show Trump in a stronger position. But, you know, based on this poll, there's always the possibility in the next week that we see some shifts there as well.
Interesting that the two top issues, when we saw that 11-point shift with independents, the two top issues are the future of American democracy and the economy. People apparently are beginning to soften on the idea, in spite of the recent consumer sentiment numbers, which were kind of surprising, that the economy is sour, that is inflation. They're getting used to the inflation now a little bit. Do you see that as favoring Joe Biden as the not really high inflation is further in the rear view?
Well, I think, frankly, that the rhetoric that Fox includes with the polling results is a little bit irrational. People still, you know, only 1/3 of Americans think the economy is doing well. So it is still a miserable position to be in. And so very marginal increases within the low to mid 30s to me don't suggest that people are starting to feel better about the economy. So again, it's the numbers are so bad and they remain so bad that it's hard for me to look at a very marginal move just in that area. I do think, you know, the one that isn't the top two, but still very important, and I think is going to be increasingly important, is the immigration issue.
Right.
And I think you can tell by some of the actions by the administration using executive orders that they are responding to the immigration issue. And I know certainly in polling that I've been involved in and in other places that I'm seeing that the immigration issue is important. And you're starting to see even congressional Democrats speak like they're tough on the border, even though they're not necessarily embracing policies that would impact the border.
What about the double haters who don't like either candidate? Who comes out ahead among those people?
Well, actually, Biden is doing a lot better with the double haters than Trump is. He's got an 11-point lead in that group, which doesn't surprise me. I think, you know, when it comes to the double haters, they dislike Trump because of behavioral things. And I think they dislike Biden because of competency things. And that competency is wrapped up in his age. And so, to me, if those are the two factors that define why voters might hate the two of them. It's easier to like somebody for being incompetent than for, you know, having feelings about somebody's, you know, values, ethics, morality.
Jason, the Michigan Supreme Court grappling with whether Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's guidelines on election challengers were appropriately issued. From your perspective, what do you think are the key, you know, legal arguments for and against these guidelines bypassing the rulemaking process?
Well, looking at what the justices, both Republicans and Democrats on the court, their line of questioning, I'd say it's focused largely on why the secretary chose to ignore the rulemaking process. From my standpoint, she's got no credibility because she has been making unilateral policy and law decisions as Secretary of State. And the court, you know, has clapped back at her on more than one occasion. During COVID, she unilaterally decided to send absentee ballots to every voter in the state, even though that was prohibited by law. And the court ruled such after the election. But of course, it's too late. The absentee ballots have already been submitted and counted. And so that's one place. I think on this.
But is it a bad thing, Jason, to say, hey, if you're going to make a challenge, you need some probable cause to make that challenge? Because otherwise, you could have a spamming effect there.
Yeah, and I certainly understand the line of questioning. The problem is if you're leaving it to the discretion of partisan elected clerks, and I would point to Barb Byram in Ingham County. I encourage your listeners, go look at Barb Byram's Twitter feed.
Yeah.
She is one of the most overtly partisan Democrats in the entire state of Michigan, and we're supposed to trust her to apply her discretion equally amongst Republican and Democratic challengers. I have zero confidence in Barb Byram. And I think, you know, Democrat interest could probably point to some Republicans that they would have. So to me, to give them that kind of authority is entrusting elected partisan politicians to make decisions on who is credible and who is not in issuing a challenge. That's where I think the law needs to be pretty clear.
Well, Jason, that conversation will continue. Jason Rowe, principal of Rowe Strategic, thank you for your time. A little later discussion at 8:05. What is the ideal temperature for your AC? We'll debate it next.